Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Can we lift our hands to Him and just worship Him and thank Him? We bless you, Jesus. We thank you. We magnify your name, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We hallow your name. We bless you. We thank you. Blessed be your name, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Can we lift our right hand up and say, I have come here today. I will not leave here the same way I came. In the name of, can we pray no matter what? I'm in the presence of God today. I will not leave here the same way I came. In the name of Jesus, I'm living stronger, better, higher, wiser than I came. I'm living better, stronger, wiser than I came. They move from strength to strength as they appear in Zion. As I have appeared in the presence of the Lord, I become stronger, stronger, better in the name of Jesus. Manda leboko riabala, agataka limoko riabala bazita, eria nanana magaria baleboko ria, azanta karia balabazita, ebete keriboko riaba, azata kariboko ria. They move from strength to strength. Their faces were enlightened, and they were not ashamed. Their faces were enlightened, and they were not ashamed. We thank you. We glorify you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. We thank you. Can I have some keys? We thank you. We thank you. Number 6. Let's read from verse 22. Number 6. 22. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and his son, saying, thus shall you bless the people of Israel. You shall say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. And so shall you put my name upon the people of Israel, and I will bless them. Lift your two hands up and say, let your prophetic blessing bring about a change in every area of my life. In the name of Jesus, I will not receive the blessing and be the same. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, let the prophetic blessing bring a change, bring a change, bring a change in every area of my life. Let the prophetic blessing bring a change in every area of my life. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. One of the challenges we have in the church, and in fact, is one of the main challenges, is familiarity. Familiarity with scriptures, familiarity with pastors, familiarity with programs, familiarity with how things are done in the church. Some of the most powerful blessings that changes the life of people after they give their life to Christ, most of the time, it looks as if it no longer works in the life of people that have been in Christ for a long time. When a man gives his life to Christ and you bless him with this blessing, I say, may the Lord bless you, may the Lord keep you, and you bless that person, their life, there is a mighty shift. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship, and surely goodness and mercy, those are thunderbolts of blessings. But for a long time, you even say it while eating, while sleeping, why not thinking about it? And it looks as if it's not working. I'm here to warn you, don't take the prophetic blessings in scripture anyhow. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, you have taken it maybe 1,000 times, that you don't even know the meaning again. You don't. And surely, pastor, do quickly so that we can go home and we shall be in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. The blessings and the gifts that God has given us to prevail on earth, let's not be too familiar with them. Lift your two hands to Him. Lift your two hands. Say, your blessings shall find fulfillment in every area of my life. In the name of Jesus, from today, your blessings shall find fulfillment in every area of my life. I will not take your blessings for granted. In the name, Lord, your blessings, I will honor your blessing. In the name of Jesus, I will honor your blessing, your blessing, your blessing shall bring a change. Your blessings shall make a way in my life. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. The prophetic blessing is a spoken declaration by a spiritual authority over the life of an individual. It could be the parent, it could be the pastor. So a prophetic declaration, prophetic blessing, is a spoken declaration by a spiritual authority over the life of an individual. So when we speak according to God's purpose, according to God's intent, according to God's word, according to God's instruction, according to God's directive, in order to bless a person, it is a prophetic blessing. The prophetic blessing gives life. The prophetic blessing has creative power. The prophetic blessing brings things into existence. The prophetic blessing has the power to create when nothing is existent. The prophetic blessing has the power to bring from the spiritual realm and make it real in the physical. No wonder Jesus said, the word that I speak, John 6, 63, the word that I speak, they are what? They are spirit and they are life. They are spirit and they are life. So prophetic blessings are spirit. They are life. They have a tendency and the power to change things and turn things around. Don't take the prophetic blessings for granted. You know, the prophetic blessing has the power of impartation. Okay, look at this. Verse 6, 27, it's even there. After you have said this thing, so you will put my name upon them. It has the power of impartation, that what is spoken concerning you comes to pass no matter what your present condition is. So when the blessings come, it has the power to bring an impartation and change you into what was spoken. Don't take the prophetic blessings for granted. The prophetic blessing terminates every curse. It terminates every curse. Lift your right hand on. Let's read together. Say, I am blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm. Can I say I'm blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm? Therefore, any curse, any word, any declaration contrary to the blessing of the Lord operating in my life, let them be terminated. Let them be terminated. Because I'm blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, any declaration, any decree, any word contrary to the blessing of God operating in my life, let them be destroyed. 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 I am blessed. 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 In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. We are in Numbers 22:12. I've always told you about the advice of Balaam. And the advice of Balaam is a problem that many Christians have. Numbers 22:12. God said to Balaam, you shall not go with them. You shall not curse the people, for they are blessed. Hello? Hello, are we here? I've always told you the blessing is greater than any curse. You shall not curse the people, for they are blessed. Numbers 23, verse 8. Numbers 23, verse 8. How can I curse whom God has not cursed? How can I denounce whom the Lord has not denounced? Whom God has blessed, no one can curse. And no one can denounce who God has not denounced. Jump to verse 20. Jump to verse 20. And I tell you once again, Balaam's advice. 20. Behold, I have received a command to bless. He has blessed, and I cannot revoke it. When God has blessed you, you cannot be denounced. The blessing cannot be revoked. Please, do you understand this? Hello, do you understand this? But now, we have to talk to you. When Balaam was called to curse Israel, he tried four times. He couldn't succeed. And Balaam gave an advice. He said, whom God has blessed, no one can curse. He said, make them sin against their God, and God himself will curse them. That is the advice of Balaam. And in many people's lives, it is not the enemy, it is you. You are blessed. When you are on God's side, when you turn away from me, you create a door, a loophole, a window for the devil to take advantage of you. But if you're on God's side, you cannot be cursed by anybody. Are we still in church? But let's talk to God. Talk to God. In what way are you opening the back door to the devil when God is closing the front door? Talk to him. Talk to him. God loves us so much that most of the problems we face are from us. They are not from him. He doesn't have to do with him. They are from us. Talk to him. Talk to him. Talk to him. In what way is God opening the front door of blessing and you're opening the back door for curses to come and swallow the blessings? Talk to him. 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 Kill a holy shield. Just talk to him quickly. Just talk to him quickly.
Great Almighty God. Kile holy shit. Kile holy shit.
My choices, my thoughts, my words, my actions, that are opening the door for curses. I repent and I close. I close. Can we lift our hands and pray together and say, any door I have opened to the devil in my life, I close today. I come by the blood, by the blood, by the blood of Jesus. And I close any door. Any door, any door, any door, any door. I have opened to darkness. Any back door I have opened for the devil to operate in my life against the blessing of God in my life. I close. I close in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And do you know, after Balaam gave the advice, what did they do? They just brought fine girls into the camp. And that was the end of Israel. That was just what happened. When your eyes are not single, you will soon be in trouble. I pray that the blessings of the Lord upon your life, you will not bring curse into your life to swallow up those blessings. In the name of Jesus. Remember, I've always told you, the curse is not stronger than the blessing. The blessing is stronger than the curse. Then you have your own choice. You can open doors to what can destroy you. I ask that the grace of the Lord, the mercy of the Lord, will overshadow everybody here today. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Because of our time, let's just run quickly. But know this, that when God created man, the first thing he did was to bless man. When Jesus was living the earth, the last thing he did was to bless man. Let's check. Luke 24:15. Then he led them out as far as Bethany. Can we read together? He led them out. Let's go. Want to go? He led them out as far as Bethany. And lifting up his hands, what did he do? He blessed them. He blessed them. One of the greatest desires of God is to bless you. Are we still here? Hello, are we still here? I want us to go to Genesis 49. We'll stay there for a while, maybe this month, and look at the power of a prophetic blessing from the life of Jacob and his children. And from there, we move to other prophetic blessings in the Bible. Open your Bible with me to Genesis 49. Genesis 49. Jacob called his sons and said, gather yourself together that I may tell you what shall happen to you in the days to come. Assemble and listen, O sons of Jacob. Listen to Israel, your father. Reuben, you are my firstborn, my might, and the first fruit of my strength, preeminent in dignity, preeminent in power, unstable as water. You shall not have preeminence, because you went up to your father's bed, then you defiled it. He went up to my couch. Simeon and Levi are brothers. Weapons of violence are their swords. Let my soul come not into their counsel. Oh, my glory, be not joined to their company. For in their anger, they killed men, and in their willfulness, they harmed strong oxen. Cursed be their anger, for it is fierce, and their wrath, for it is cruel. I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel. Imagine, a father is about to die, and he called all his children and said, gather. And they gathered. They surrounded his bed. And he said, now I want to bless you. And look at the first utterance to his first children. Does it look like blessing? Can we pray? Can we pray? Can we pray? The day of your blessing shall not turn to a day of curses for you. Lift your hand. Can we pray? God, say, the day of my blessing shall not turn to a day of curse. In the day of my blessing shall not turn to the day of curse. The day of my honor shall not turn to the day of shame. I come by the power of the Lord and I pray today. The day of my blessing shall not turn to the day of a curse. The day
worship. That not be the day I will be brought down. I will be embarrassed. In the name of Jesus, I decree in the presence of the Lord, the day of my blessing shall not turn to the day of my cause. The day of my honor shall not turn to the day of my shame. The day to be celebrated shall not be the day I will be pulled down. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Jacob was doing many things at the same time. He was about to die by prophetic. He was about to share the land that they have not even taken over. If you look at the blessing, everything he declared came to pass, including the land. Zebulun, you will be by the sea. At that time, they were seeing Egypt. They had not suffered for 400 years in Egypt. They have not moved 40 days into the wilderness. They have not conquered the land. 500 years before it happened, he blessed them. He prophesied some things. And they came to pass. Listen to me. The prophetic blessings have a tendency of determining your future. It takes into consideration your past. It looks at your present and changes things in the future for you. Can we pray? Oh Lord, may no words turn against my destiny. In the name of Jesus, any word by any spiritual authority over my life that is working against my destiny, today I come by the blood and let them be revoked. Any power, anyone that has spiritual authority over my life that has spoken any word negatively that is affecting my life, oh Lord, come by your power. Let them be reversed. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. For you to understand the things that Jacob was saying, you need to understand the circumstances of their birth of these children. When they were giving birth to, their mothers named them according to the circumstances of their birth. Hey, now my husband will now love me. Hey, now the Lord has seen my affliction. Hey, now I shall not be hated again. All those things were at the foundation of the life of these children. And on the day of blessing, it affected them. You know, some people carry pregnancy and you went for a test. You are looking for a male. You now discover that it's a female. Then you started squeezing your face, not knowing that there's a link between you and the child. Started planting the spirit of rejection and shame into the life of the child. I pray for everybody here. Anything that was transpiring to you negatively, by the thought, by the feeling, by the words of your parents, while they were carrying you in pregnancy, let the blood of Jesus take it away. Let the blood of Jesus wash it away. In the name of Jesus. So the circumstances of your birth, their names, their sins, their lifestyle, their character, all were waiting for them on the day of blessing. You see, many people feel they can live their life anyhow, do whatever they want, and then come for the blessing. It doesn't work that way. Could it work? It doesn't. But you know what? We are not of them of the Old Testament. We are not Reuben. We are not Simon. We are not Levi. Jesus has come. He has died. He has shed his blood. So we have something that we can use to turn things around. So there is hope for us. Can we hear? Can we say, Lord, we thank you for the power in the blood of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. Can we say, blood of Jesus, go into my past. Take away anything that is speaking against me. Blood of Jesus, go into my past and take away whatever is speaking against me. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Go back to verse 1. It says, gather yourself together that I may tell you what shall happen to you in the days to come. Therefore, I speak whatever has been spoken for the days to come that is negative, that is demonic, that is devilish, that is satanic, that is evil, that is wickedness against your life and destiny. We revoke them by the blood of Jesus. We revoke them by the blood of Jesus. Can you pray by the blood of Jesus? Anything that has been spoken concerning my future, any declarations, any decree, anything evil, anything wicked, concerning my future, I come by the blood. I revoke by the blood. I revoke by the blood. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Go to verse 3. 3 and 4 for me. 3 and 4. Thank you, son. Thank you. God bless you. Reuben, you are my firstborn. My might. My first fruit. The first fruit of my strength. Preeminent in dignity. Preeminent in power. Unstable as water. You shall not have preeminence. Because you went up to your father's bed. Then you defiled it. He went up to my couch. What could it have done that his father did not forgive him? What could it have done in a space of many years, maybe over 40 years, maybe between 20 and 40 years, that was in the father's heart and the father was waiting for the day of blessing to go against him? What did he do? What did he do? Anyone here that caused anyone pain in the past, suffering in the past, weeping in the past, and anyone that has been spoken against your future, I ask that the blood of Jesus will prepare for you. Let mercy speak 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 for you. In the name of Jesus. We thank you. If you need to say amen, say amen. Don't see me after service. If you need to say amen, say amen. Nobody comes to church to look at you. So if I shout, they will say, I live my life anyhow in the past. You know yourself. Genesis 35. 22. Genesis 35, 22. When Israel lived in that land, Reuben went and lay with Bilhah, his father's concubine, and Israel heard of it. Now the sons of Jacob were 12. That the person did not talk when you did that thing did not mean he doesn't have something in store for you. His father kept quiet. That one, he can't do anything. You cannot say. Beware. Bilhah, the mother of Dan. The mother of his brothers. Their father's wife, or concubine, whatever you call it, is the one he wanted. The father heard about it. The father kept quiet. That nobody told you about what you did wrong in the past does not mean he's not waiting for you in the future. Trust people like us that talk. When you say do something, we talk immediately. Lift your two hands up. Lift your two hands up. Whatever is in my past that is waiting for evil for me in the future, blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, mercy of the Lord. Blood of Jesus, whatever is in my past that is waiting for the future of my children. That is waiting for the future of my children. Whatever is in my past that is waiting for my future. Waiting for the future of my children. Blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Take them away, take them away, take them away. Take them away! Take them away! Take them away! Blood of Jesus! Take them away! In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Do you know what the Deuteronomy 21:17? Do you know what the blessing of a firstborn is? The first blessing of firstborn is double for everyone, double of everything. But he shall acknowledge the firstborn, the son of your love, by giving him a double portion of all that he has. For he is the first fruit of his strength. The right of a firstborn is it. In fact, I could picture Reuben, look at it, this is the day of my coronation. I'm about to take over from my father. May no evil catch you by surprise. In the name of Jesus. And the father spoke a word. spoke those words against him. Lift your two hands up. Let's pray. Oh Lord, deliver me from every lust and sexual immorality. Oh Lord, arise by your strength. Deliver me, deliver me. Give me the strength to flee from lust and sexual immorality. Oh Lord, arise, arise. Deliver me from lust and sexual immorality. Any lust, any sexual immorality that will stop away my destiny. Oh Lord, arise, deliver me from every lust, every sexual immorality. Arise, arise, arise. Arise, arise, arise. Deliver me from promiscuity, from lust, from sexual immorality. Arise, 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 arise. Deliver me, deliver me. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. It was a great day, a great opportunity for him to have the blessings of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And he missed it. Lift your two hands up. Never again will I lose grace opportunities. Never, never, never. Never again, never. Never again, never again will I lose grace opportunities. Never, never, never. Never again. I come before the presence of the Lord and I decree, never, 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 never again. Never again. Say, I will not lose my inheritance. I will not lose my inheritance. My inheritance shall not be transferred to another. I will not lose my inheritance. Never again, never again, never again, never again, never again will I lose my inheritance. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayer. You will not lose eternal blessings for temporary pleasure. Talk to yourself. Can you tell yourself? Call your name. Talk to yourself. 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 I will not lose eternal blessings because of temporary pleasure. Because of temporary pleasure. I will not lose eternal blessings. Can we pray? My past mistake will not work against my present, and it will not deny me of my future. My past mistakes shall not work against my blessed present, and will not deny me of my future. My past mistakes shall not work against my present, and will not deny me of my future. Can I hear you pray that prayer? Can I pray? I will not be disqualified from my benefit, from my inheritance. I will not be disqualified from my benefit, from my inheritance. I will not be disqualified from my benefit, from my inheritance. I will not be disqualified from my benefits. By your mercy, let not my past conduct deny me of my future blessing. Oh Lord, by your mercy, let not my past conduct deny me of my future blessing. Oh Lord, may I not be like Reuben, who for temporary pleasure lost eternal significance. My sin will not make me lose the privilege of my sonship. Can we pray? My sin, my sins, my sins, my iniquity, my transgression, my unrighteousness will not make me lose the privilege of my sonship. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Lift your two hands up. Let's pray. My position and place of high privilege. Okay, my position and place of high privilege and responsibility shall not be given to another while I am still alive. It shall not be given to another. My position, my position, my position of honor, my position of high privilege and responsibility shall not be given to another while I am still alive. It shall not be given to another while I am still alive. It shall not be given to another. Can I say, I am the head. I shall not be demoted to the tail. In the name of Jesus,
God has made me the head. I will not pull myself down. I will not bring myself down. I will not convert myself to the tail. I am the head. I am the head. I will not become the tail. I am the head. 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 In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. 1 Chronicles 5, 1 and 2. May you not commit the error of Reuben. Reuben was a firstborn. Esau was a firstborn. Who for a bow of Amala. Amala and Abula. Lost every inheritance for the sake of sex, for the sake of showing his guys that he's a happy boy. Lost inheritance, lost everything. Look at it. The sons of Reuben. Who is the firstborn? The firstborn of Israel. Abi. For he was the firstborn. But because he defied his father's couch, his birthright was given to the sons of Joseph. The son of Israel, so that he could not be enrolled as the oldest son. Though Judah became strong among the brothers, and a chief came from him, yet the birthright belonged to Joseph. That was why Levi was scattered. We'll get there. And Joseph became Ephraim and Manasseh. Because the firstborn had double. Levi was not given a land. His land was given to Ephraim and Manasseh. Joseph became two. Every other person became one. Why? One person saw his father's concubine. I ask that mercy will speak for people here. In the name of Jesus. Can we lift our two hands up and just ask for mercy? Can we just ask? Can I say, oh Lord, mercy, 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 mercy. Oh Lord, mercy, mercy. Over my children, mercy, 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 mercy. Mercy, mercy, mercy. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. By the actions of Reuben, all his children never amounted to anything in the Bible again. Go and check the Bible. You can never see a leader from the tribe of Reuben. Never. Never. Next week we'll get to Simeon and see how Simeon was swallowed up in Judah because of this sin. What you are doing today has a tendency of affecting your children not born. What your parents did in the past most likely is affecting you now. Are we here? Hello, are we here? Listen to me. Who are you? Are you the first Adam or you are the second Adam? Are you after the likeness of a first Adam or after the likeness of a second Adam? The first Adam was Adam. He committed sin. Sin came into everybody in the world. Who is the second Adam? Jesus. He brought about righteousness. And righteousness was transferred to everybody. Who will you be in your family? The one your children will remember and start to curse you. Or the one that your children remember and say, ah, thank God for grandpa. I only have to walk between 10 and 2. Because of grandpa. Some people because of grandpa, they can never sleep for 3 hours. Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? I pray for you again. The day of your blessing shall not be turned to the day of your disgrace. It shall not be done to the day of your causes. In the name of Jesus. You know what? What normally belongs to one person was transferred to three tribes because of Reuben. He was supposed to be the priest. The priesthood was given to Levi. His father was a king, he was a prophet, he was a priest. The birthright in terms of land was given to Joseph. The kingship was given to Judah. The priesthood was given to Levi. Look at what a single person was carrying. That he couldn't give one person. He gave it to three people. That was what was waiting for Reuben. He missed it all. The day he was supposed to be blessed, he was now thoroughly embarrassed before everybody. You know, if you go to number 16, you discover Reuben. Is it Dothan and what's the name of the other guy? They rose up against Moses. They were from the tribe of Reuben. The third of them was Korah. Can you remember? Let's check Numbers 26. Numbers 26. I think so. And the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up together with who? With Korah. When that company died, when the evil fire devoured 250 men and they became a one. You remember, the fire swallowed up them and their children. But look at verse 11. The day I read it, I was shocked. Please, read together. Let's go. The sons of Dothan and Dothan died. But Korah, his sons did not die. He was a priest. He was from the tribe of Levi. That's my own explanation. In fact, if you ask me, I don't know why. Three people were the kingpins. Two were from Reuben. The ones from Reuben, they and their children were swallowed. The one from Levi, it was only him that was swallowed. I don't know why. Maybe the children went to confess. I don't know. But look at that. What shocked me most is the fact that Moses said, when you get to the land of Israel, six of a tribe will stand on a mountain to bless. Six of a tribe will stand on another mountain to curse. Did you notice, if you read it, somewhere in Deuteronomy 27 from verse 13, you discover Reuben as a firstborn. Where is he supposed to be? Is he not part of people that will bless? They carried him and joined him with the children of the concubine to curse. He was nowhere to bless. If you check the book of Numbers and you look at, what do we call it? The census. Census when they got into the wilderness and census when they are about to leave the wilderness. You discover how the tribe of Reuben shrunk. Within 40 days, 40 years, while everybody was expanding, he was shrinking. Because you know what? Anyone that takes the birthright, the blessings of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob for granted, ends up being worse than an unbeliever. Ask Esau. Ask Ishmael. Don't take the blessings of God for granted. Are we saying, church? Give me verse 4, Numbers 20, 49. Let's do something. Numbers 49, 4. No. Genesis 49, 4. Sorry. Genesis 49, 4. Move it to verse 5. Oh. Give me 3 and 4 then. I miss it. Sorry. 3 and 4. Reuben, you are my firstborn, my might, and the first fruit of my strength. Preeminent in dignity and preeminent in power. Unstable as water, you shall not have preeminence. Give me a New King James or NIV. New King James better. Reuben, you are my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength. Lift your right hand and let's pray. I receive power, might, vigor, dignity of a firstborn because of Christ. Can we pray? I receive the might, the strength, the dignity, the preeminence of the firstborn. I receive the might, the strength, the power, the dignity, the vigor of the firstborn. I receive anything taken away from me in the past. I receive them back. In the name of Jesus, lift your right hand. Let's pray. Say, I am the first fruit of strength. I am preeminent in dignity. I am preeminent in power. Can you pray? Preeminent in dignity. Preeminent in power. I am firstborn of his strength. I am preeminent in dignity. Preeminent in strength. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. ESV uses preeminent. New King James uses excellency. Lift your two hands up. Let's pray. I am excellency in strength, excellency in power, excellency in dignity. From today, no matter what has happened in the past, because of the blood of Jesus and the mercy of the Lord, I am excellent in dignity, excellence in power, preeminence in dignity, preeminence in power, excellence in dignity, excellence in power. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Give me King James or NIV. Start same scripture. You are my first one, the first sign of my strength. Exactly. Give me an NLT. NLT. Maybe it's NLT. Okay, I love this. Reuben, you are my first one, my strength. The child of my vigorous youth. Come here together. Let's go. You are first in rank. I'm first. Who are you? You are. Can I hear you are? Can I hear you? You are. It's not that they have shared everything and it has finished. Then they go and patch up for you. You are first in rank. You are first in dignity. Hello? When they are distributing the letter for employment, you are the first one they remember. Why? You are first in rank. You are first in dignity. Lift your right hand up. Say, I am, because of Christ, I am first in rank, first in dignity. I am first in rank. Can I say, I am first in rank, first in dignity. Never again abandoned. Never again useless. Never again cast aside. I am first in rank. Speak the word. I am first in rank. I am first in dignity. My children are first in rank. My children are first in dignity. My children are preeminent in rank, preeminent in dignity, preeminent in power, preeminent in strength. My children are excellent. Excellency of power, excellency of dignity. First in rank and first in dignity. We thank you. We glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Deuteronomy 33:6. When I saw it, I was crying within for Reuben. Just when they were about entering the promised land, Moses started blessing the tribes also. Maybe we'll get there in the future. But look at what Moses said. Moses said this about the tribe of Reuben. Let the tribe of Reuben live and not die out, though they are few in number. At that time, they were almost all gone. It was like a generational curse on some people's family in Africa. It has almost cleared everybody out. Moses had to come and beg. Oh Lord, even if there will be few, let them be few, but let them don't die down. They will have died out by the declaration of their father upon him. Any declaration that is wiping you out, today they are reversed. In the name of Jesus, whoever made a declaration that is reducing you, it doesn't matter who he is. We come by the blood of Jesus. We come by the word of mercy. We revoke those declarations. We revoke those decrees. In the name of Jesus, we bless you. We glorify your name. In the name of Jesus. He was supposed to be blessed, but he was cursed. But he was cursed. Ephesians 1:3. Let's use Ephesians 1:3 to clear this thing out. I'll move forward. Put it on the screen. Let's go. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms, because you are united. And you know, we can convert it from the heavenly realms, from the spiritual land, and make them physical on earth. And that is part of what we are doing today. Can we lift our two hands up? I have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly realm. Therefore, whatever is working against me on the earth, let the spiritual blessing overtake and swallow them up. 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 Let them overtake and swallow them up. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Can we come to the table? God bless you. Alaba, mazata karya dabiderebo, makadala makarya, ederebo korya, mazanta kataka, makata karya kada, maya karya balerebo, makazata kata, makarya kada kada, maya kadala makata, maya kadebo ederebo, mazata kataka, makarya kada 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 kada, ederebo korya bala. Arya kada da 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 ba. Azata kata. Iberia kada. Maria kada da 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 ba. Maya kada kada da 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 ba. Eke ria kada da da ba. Maru kere de 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 bokoria. We thank you. We bless your name. I would like this. If you are a firstborn, can you come? Let's say the communion together at the front. Say that to both sides of you. If you are a firstborn, come. Let's take it together. Aya gadali moko geri agadada bakaria. Zandaga eri moko li agadada. Rebeteria dadada. In the name we pray. Can we pray together? Lift up your hands. Let's pray together. Every error, every mistake of a firstborn made concerning the firstborn that is speaking against us, manta leboko ria dada. We reverse, we revoke, we reverse, we revoke. We come by the blood of Jesus. Every mistake, every error speaking against us as firstborn, we tete leboko ria bala. Ebe tete kete leboko ria. Ataka ria kada da 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 da. Ebe de 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 in the name of Jesus, lift up your hands, pray. Firstborn, I'm preeminent in power, preeminent in dignity, preeminent in power, preeminent in wealth, in stature, in favor, preeminence, 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 preeminence. I shall be above only. I am the first. I shall be above only. I am the first. I shall be above only. I am the first. I shall be above only. I am the best. Arike de Bokoria. First in rank. First in dignity. First in power. I receive the double blessing. I am the first. I receive the double blessing. I am the first. I receive the double blessing. I am the first.
Kata kata lebokoria. Labakite libokoria dada. Agatente lebokoria balabazita.
In the name of Jesus, every weakness, every sin, every error, every mistake of your family that flowed into your life as the first, let them dry up. Let them dry up. Let them dry up. Let them dry up. In the name of Jesus, everything you have lost because you are the first, arise and recover them. Recover them all. Recover them all. Recover them all. In the name of Jesus. To the first one belongs the double blessing. And today is 2nd February 2222. It's a day of double. Therefore, anything you have lost as the first, today, let the Lord restore them unto you. In the name of Jesus. Your double blessing that you have never enjoyed, from today, begin to enjoy the double blessing. Begin to enjoy the double blessing. Begin to enjoy the double blessing. In the name of Jesus, you will not fail in your responsibility. You will not fail in your duty. You will not lack any good things. In the name of Jesus, you are redeemed by the blood of Jesus. 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 Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And he took the bread and he gave thanks. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your blood, body that was broken for us, for recovery, for restoration, to make us whole. Anyone in this sanctuary that is not whole, that is not full, that is not completed, oh Lord, by the taking of a broken body, let there be a restoration. Make us whole, oh Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You can take of a broken body of Jesus. Okay, my Egbons, can you please have your seat? Go back to your seat. Let me call another servant. Thank you. God bless you. Genesis 27:29. Go to 28. Genesis 27:28. Go to 27. Sorry, 27. Okay. Put it on the screen for me and listen to me attentively. We are going to pray this and I will show you another blessing there. So Jacob went over and kissed him. And when Isaac caught the smell of his clothes, he was finally convinced and he blessed his son. He said, the smell of my son is like the smell of the outdoors. This American, give me New King James or ESV. Which outdoor? Give me 26. Which outdoor? See, the smell of my son is as the smell of the seed that the Lord has blessed. Everybody carries a certain fragrance that attracts help to you or send help away from you. But when he blessed him in such a way that his fragrance attracts help to him everywhere. Remember, the prophetic word brings impartation. Hello, are we here? See, the smell of a people of the citadel of impact are like the smell of a field that the Lord has blessed. In the name of Jesus, from today, anywhere you go, attract favor, attract health, attract wealth, attract dignity. In the name of Jesus. when this blessing was coming upon him, he was a stupid boy that has just stolen something. But that blessing changed his life forever. It doesn't matter your present condition. Yeah, the word of the Lord. Your fragrance. Your life. Your destiny. Your work is like a smell of a field that the Lord has blessed. Let the blessing of the Lord be upon you. In the name of Jesus. Can we continue quickly? 28:29. May the Lord give you the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of grain and wine. Can I pray again? May the Lord give you. 28. May the Lord give you of the dew of heaven and of the fatness of the earth and plenty of grain and wine. In the name of Jesus. Verse 29. Let people serve you. I can hear your amen. Let nations bow before you. Be Lord over your brethren. May your mother's sons bow to you. Curse is anyone that curses you. Bless is anyone that blesses you. In the name of Jesus. Have your seat. Jump to verse 38. Jump to verse 38. Esau said to his father, have you but one blessing, my father? Bless me also, oh my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. 39 and 40. And Isaac, his father, answered him and said, behold, remember Jacob, the blessing is of the fatness of the earth. But for Esau, say, you shall behold, away from the fatness of the earth shall be your dwelling. Away. Remember, he blessed the Lord with the dew of heaven. He said, away from the dew of heaven on high. By sword. See, if things are not working, you live as if you are living by the sword. I'm telling you. There is no body when things are not working. You live by your sword, shall you live. And you shall save your brother. Can there is a boat there. And boat brings hope. Can we look at the boat? Let's read together. But when you grow restless, you shall break his yoke. That means you break the yoke, you will not serve him. And his kind of blessing, you can have also. It comes by restlessness. Hello. I want us to play restlessly. Restlessly. You know you have lost something in the past. I don't know. I don't know how to raise it. You know you have lost something. You know things have not worked the way you want it and all those things. Come, let's take the communion together. Let's pray together in the front. Let's pray together. You are not here. You are here to pray restlessly. No gentleman. You want to pray gentlemanly, go to the back. He said, as you grow restless, put verse 40 on the screen. Verse 40. Verse 40. Verse 40. Verse 40. Can we all read together? Let's read together. Want to go. By your sword, you shall live. Serve your brother. But when you grow restless, you shall break his yoke. Give me another translation. Another translation. See, that is why when you don't pray fervently, you are your worst enemy. That's restlessness. But when you decide to break free, you will shake his yoke from your neck. There is nobody that has been caused that cannot break the curse by this verse. There is nobody that things are not working. That this cannot work after this, after you do what is it here. Give me another one, another translation. Is it there? But when, can we, everybody in church, let's read it. But when you can't take it anymore, you will break loose. We are here to pray as if we can't take it anymore. Are we here? Laba libo koriya balaba shita. Kadala bagaria ba da 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 da.
Can I hear you say, I come by the sword. I come by the sword of this world. I come by the sword of this world. I break loose. I break free. 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 I come by the sword. I break loose. I break free. Matatalanada. Matatakarakatada. Matatakatakatakata. Maria katatatata. Maria katatatata. Matasata. And I hear you pray. I break loose. I break free. By the sword, by the sword. By the sword, by the sword. I break loose. I break free. 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 La bacaria cata. Medefete lebo. Matatata. Macaria cata. Mazatakata. Matatakata. Maria kata, mazataka, makataka, ezetete, makataka, mazataka, ebetete, Maria kata, makata, eberia, Maria kata, ezetete, mazataka, Maria kata, eria kata, mazata, ebetete, metetete, Maya kata, ebetete, Maya kata, Maya kata, mazata. Eriakata, Meriaka, I break loose, I break free, I break loose, I break free, I break loose, I break free. I can't take it anymore. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. He said, when you can't take it anymore, you will break loose. You break free. I mean, let's take it one more time. The prayer is, I can't take this anymore. And you know what this is. I don't know which one is your this. I can't take delay anymore. I break this. Are we ready? Lift your voice. Can you say after me? Say, I can't take this anymore. I break loose. I break free. I am set free. I break loose. I break free. Maya katalaba. Eritete Maria Katata Mazataka Etete Maria Kata Mazata Mandanana Etete Maria Katata Eberete Maria Katata Eria Katata Mazataka Eberia Kata Maria Katata Eberete Mazataka Makata Ebete Maria Ezete Mata. I can't say this. I can't say this. I refuse. I refuse. I refuse. Meriakata. I refuse. Mazakata. Erikete. Mazata. I refuse. I refuse. Makata. Eberede. Mariaka. I refuse. I break free. Mayapa. Erede. Mataria. Eriada, Mazata, Erikede, Mazata, Mariaka. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Zechariah 9:11. Put it on the screen, please. We will join this before we pray before. Can we repeat? Let's go. As for you also, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will set your prisoners free. From what are you holding in your hand? What are you holding in your hand? You are going to pray the prayer and take the covenant. And then the Lord will set you free. In the name of Jesus. Say, by the blood of the covenant, I decree, I can't take this anymore. I break loose. I break free. In the name of Jesus. Can we pray by the blood? By the blood, by the blood. By the blood, by the blood. By the blood, by the blood. By the blood. I decree, I can't take this anymore. I can't take this anymore. I can't take this anymore. I break loose. I break free. I break loose. By the blood, by the blood, by the blood. I break loose. I can't take this anymore. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. And the Bible says, he that the Son of Man shall set free is free indeed. Who is the one that is free? Let the person make a joyful noise. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your blood that was shed for our freedom. Therefore, we come by the blood and we are set free. We come by the blood and we recover. We come by the blood and we decree restoration. We come by the blood and we decree a new chapter in your life. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Can we take up the blood? Thank you. Can we go back to us and say, God bless you. Thank you. And thank you. You are the mighty man in battle. You are Jehovah. You are the mighty man of war.
You are Jehovah.
With your hands,
you are Jehovah.
You are
Jehovah.
You are the mighty man.
You are Jehovah. You are the mighty man of war.
Of war.
You are Jehovah. You are Jehovah.
You are, you are, you are Jehovah. In your own way, can you just thank him? Our time is fast, man. Just tell him thank you. Just thank him. Just thank him. Mighty man. Let a new chapter be open for you. Let a new chapter, a new chapter, a new chapter, a new chapter. Let a new chapter be open for you. In the name of Jesus. We thank you. We glorify your name. We welcome you to new experiences. New experiences. New experiences. New experiences. We thank you, Lord. We glorify you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed, and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Dutse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Dutse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.